ominous words from Mikhail Gorbachev. The Soviet president has warned the Lithuanian people to abandon their self-proclaimed independence and negotiate with the Kremlin or face what he called grave consequences. The official TASS news agency report did not spell out what Gorbachev meant to do, but quoted him as saying the Soviet people are demanding action to defend the country's constitution and protect its citizens from the harm he said would be caused by the separatists. Reporter Jan Charlton, Moscow, says there's good reason for concern about Gorbachev's warning.
Particularly on this weekend when most foreign journalists are having to leave Vilnius, the tone of this is rather ominous. The Lithuanians are very concerned that as soon as all of the foreign journalists are out of the country, the Soviets will be able to take whatever action they might want without the eyes of the world watching.
There was a pro-Lithuanian demonstration in Moscow today. About 700 people turned out in Gorky Park to call for Kremlin restraint. Earlier today, a Soviet military official warned that there might be tragic consequences for Lithuanians who have deserted from the Red Army if they don't return to their barracks. And Soviet troops occupy the main newspaper printing plant in the Baltic Republic. Poland is demanding that a unified Germany guarantee in writing that Poland's present western border will not be changed. Prime Minister Tadeusz Mazowiecki said Warsaw wants the guarantee to appear in the wording of the new German constitution. Polish officials also stood firm today on their plan to initiate direct flights from Warsaw to Tel Aviv to carry Soviet Jews to Israel. They said the shooting of a Polish diplomat and his wife in Beirut by Arabs opposed to the airlift would not change their decision. Officials in Sacramento have moved to overturn a stay that has delayed next week's scheduled execution of a convicted murderer. Chris Simon of CBS station KNX reports.
California's request to dissolve the stay of execution for killer Robert Alton Harris is now in the hands of Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. State Attorney General John Vandekamp says a positive decision could mean, in effect, nothing's changed for the condemned man.
And if they rule for us dissolving the stay, it is possible still that the execution could go forward as planned on the 3rd.
Now, that stay was granted by federal judge John Noonan, who suggested Harris may not have had competent psychiatric help in his first trial. Vandekamp says this is a point that the high court is well familiar with.
The defense had effective assistance of psychiatric counsel at the time of trial. Guilt phase and penalty phase, two of the best in San Diego.
A decision could come by Monday morning. Harris was convicted of murdering two San Diego teens back in 1978. His would be the first California execution in 23 years. Chris Simon for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Three prisoners from the Yellowstone County Jail in Billings, Montana are still at large after breaking out last night. One of the escapees had just been taken off death row. Officials say they were among seven who cut their way through a screen in the recreation yard. Four of them have been recaptured. 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
Hoyt Axton, how's it going?
Not so good, Merlin. I can't seem to sing sad songs no more.
Why?
Well, some adoring fan sent me this bouquet.
It's an FTD pick-me-up.
How can I sing sad songs when I feel so good? And when's this feeling go away anyhow?
My friend, the feeling never ends.
Well, what do I do now?
Try singing happy songs.
There's an idea.
If you know someone singing a sad tune, send an FTD pick-me-up.
Please don't let this feeling end.
Here they are, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm every girl's dream.
The Laker Girls!
And every man's fantasy. I love the fame. The girls are my best friends. Oh. And there's nothing like all that attention from all those men. When you're a Laker girl, it's more than just a game.
A world premiere movie, Laker Girls.
Ouch! It doesn't get any hotter than this.
Tuesday on CBS.
Black South African leader Nelson Mandela has postponed talks with his country's white leadership. He said the cancellation of the meeting 12 days from now with President F.W. de Klerk was due to what he called the massacre of anti-government demonstrators last Monday near Johannesburg. Panama is lifting the curfew that's been in effect since the U.S. invasion more than 3 months ago. Vice President Calderon says for the first time since last December 20th, residents of Panama City and Colón will be allowed to be on the streets between 3 a.m. and dawn. Buffalo, New York could be the scene of a monumental traffic jam come Monday morning because of a budget crunch. The Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority is threatening to shut down the area's bus and subway system after tonight's run. City officials wanted to divert funds from other uses, but county officials said no. A rare event, a woman gave premature birth to a twin girl 15 weeks before her sister is due for delivery. Mother and baby reported in good condition today at an Atlanta hospital. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News.